Well, Margot, let's just start off with, because the Scalene is a small independent film, how did you get involved with the project?
Zach Parker sent the script to my agent. My agent sent it to me and said that he wanted me to do this movie, and I read it on vacation, and my daughter read it, and she thought it was great. I thought it was extremely interesting, compelling, sitting on the edge of your seat sort of script. So I was drawn to it.
Awesome. And it is a very unique film. It's categorized as a thriller in a lot of places, but I would even hesitate to even call it that. It's something very unique.
I love the thriller element of it, but that's really, I guess, psychological drama is what it is to me.
Well, I think it's just the limitation of the imagination of people who categorize films, honestly.
That's exactly right.
There are elements of character drama in this. There are elements of thriller. It definitely has a psychological element, but... I think it's just, you know, people want to pigeonhole things. So, for somebody who hasn't seen the film, and since you were drawn to the script and to the character of Janice, how would you describe Janice as a character for somebody who may not have seen Scalene yet?
Oh, a woman who's stretched to the limit, who's snapped, I guess, in a way.
She is she's tough to describe, but I kept on watching, and she's utterly complex and often not very flattering, but at the same time, you can't dismiss she's a hard woman to hate also. What drew you to this character in particular?
I'm drawn to complexity. It's more fun. I like insanity. I like addiction and insanity. I'm drawn to all of those. I'm always drawn to those. She's not insane. She's not insane, but she is. She is working on about 10 different levels at one time. So I'm always drawn to multifaceted people.
Sure. It's funny because oftentimes, you know, the questions we want the answers to are the ones that are in some ways the sort of duh or simplest ones to answer. But yeah, no, I mean, she seemed like a really, like I said, because she does some... At times, you know, you're questioning whether she's doing some pretty despicable or selfish things, but then at the same time, you have a lot of difficulty when you ask yourselves the question, you know, how would I react in that situation? So she is a fascinating character. I wanted to ask you, because I'm always fascinated with process and with, you know, developing a character or a role. Do you... personally prepare, is your preparation significantly different for a comedic or a more flattering role than you would prepare for a dramatic or, I guess, a gritty or an edgier role?
I don't think so. I think about the same. I'm always coming from the real place. I don't think comedy's funny unless it's real. So I'm always coming from a real place, so I don't really prepare any differently. I think that when it's more, has to be more attractive, you have to work harder. I have to work harder than just letting it all drop out. It's really fun to let everything go.
That's awesome. I think that makes sense. I was looking back through your IMDb page and some of your roles. You seem to be, at least as far as most of your roles, you seem to be attracted to kind of these, you know, oftentimes flawed characters, not always, but a lot of times flawed characters, you know, and I was thinking of Erlene from Million Dollar Baby or Ma Cox from, you know, the Dewey Cox story.
Well, Ma Cox wasn't flawed.
Oh, no, she was perfect. Yeah, she was a perfect. But, you know, I would say that whenever people describe people as character actors, a lot of times it's men, and I think you're one of the rare women that could be described as character actors, and I mean that in the highest compliment ever, because oftentimes character actors are the ones that you know, take on really amazing roles and are taking risks and are often awesome actors. And I just wanted to see, how do you view your career? Do you see yourself as a character actor, just an actor? Does it matter, you know?
Well, I certainly see myself as a character actor, though I think that, honestly, that only is because of what I look like, because I've always thought that any actor is a character actor because you're playing a character. You just have to know how to play it.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, say you're a leading actor, meaning your looks make you a leading. I played leading actors, but I mean, you're a, you know, whatever you call them, leading lady. Even though I've been a leading lady, I certainly wouldn't be considered a leading lady, but it just has to do with what you bring to the part, doesn't it?
Sure.
I mean, like, you know, 70s television, I think, tended to not be, to let people, they just wanted beauty. Didn't matter, it didn't even matter if you could act, if you just looked beautiful. Well, that's truly a leading lady, right?
Right.
I don't know. I think everybody's a character.
Well, I think
if they're any good.
And it totally makes sense to me. You know, I was thinking of people who would be actors similar to you, and Emmett Walsh popped into my head. I don't know if you've had that comparison or if everybody compares you to him, but I think he's one of the most underrated, amazing actors. And I think he falls into the same category. Does he look like a leading man? Well, I think so, but I watch a lot of French films, so.
I think he's fantastic.
Yeah, but you know, I, you know, if I could go so far, I would say you are the female Emmett Walsh.
Well, I love that. That makes me very happy.
Well, good. And then I actually only have, unless there is something in particular that you would like to add, I absolutely want this to be a platform for you to add whatever you want to. But I also am an instructor at film school, and I always am trying to better my students' understanding of how to work with actors. Mainly their focus is writing and directing and production. But, you know, knowing that you're a person who will do independent films and will work on a first-time feature with an independent director, what is the, you know, single best piece of advice you could give to a young writer or director as far as working with an actor?
Well, I can say that what builds confidence in a director for me is to know that the director has his own vision, doesn't try to make things nice for you, but says, no, I don't like that. No, I don't like that. This is what I want. If they really know what they want, that really makes me have confidence in them. And Zach Parker really has great vision and style and knew what he wanted and did not... wasn't a pushover. I guess that's what what I would want to see in a young director or writer, somebody who really has their, who believes in their own vision.